About 75 people are crowded into a room at the West Jordan Library. Stuart Burgess is at the front, giving a presentation on ghost towns and abandoned mines in Utah.
At its peak, Jacob City had over 150 claims and a population of 300. Now you can imagine, if you've been up there, 300 people is quite a few. It's a lot of people to fit up there.
Burgess is the co-founder of a group called Mojave Underground. It's a nonprofit dedicated to exploring, documenting, and preserving abandoned mines and historical areas throughout the western United States. The organization is based in Utah, and Burgess says its members are especially interested in exploring mines.
We do a lot of pictures, and we teach people to be safe when they're exploring, a lot of education. And then occasionally we do some preservation projects, hauling out ore cars or restoring hoists, working with landowners that maybe want to get rid of mining equipment because they don't want it anymore.
Burgess became interested in exploring mines when he was a kid. He says his parents took the family to a lot of ghost towns and historical sites.
We would look at buildings, and we'd look at plaques, and we'd go to museums, but the holes in the ground always drew my attention. And my mom said, stay out of there, that's dangerous, don't go in. So as soon as I was old enough to get a car and drive, I went straight out to those same sites and in the mines.
No one knows exactly how many abandoned mines are in Utah, but some estimates put the number as high as 20,000. The Bureau of Land Management's website says that with a budget of $130 million, there are enough resources to close about 3,500 mines throughout the western U.S. in a year. Terry Snyder is a geologist for the Bureau of Land Management's Utah office. She says abandoned mines are dangerous to anyone who wanders inside. With one wrong move, explorers could fall down a shaft or the man-made tunnels could collapse. There are also invisible threats.
Methane gas, carbon dioxide.
It's common to find wild animals and old dynamite in abandoned mines. They might also have headframes and ladders made of old wood that might be rotting. Snyder says no one is safe from these dangers.
Even experienced miners make mistakes, and it's horrible when you lose someone in a situation that could have been prevented.
BLM officials estimate that about 30 people in the United States die in abandoned mines or quarries every year. Kyle Renwick is a hobby explorer and a member of Mojave Underground. He acknowledges that mines can be dangerous if you're not prepared.
You have to be aware of your surroundings. It's just like any hobby. You know, accidents happen.
He says his biggest issue with abandoned mine reclamation is that they just get filled in, which erases the years of history inside them.
Just put a gate on it. And that way, if you ever had anything in there that could be researched later or pictures later, you know, at least document it. Nobody will ever know now.
Technically, it's legal for anyone to enter an abandoned mine on public land unless it's gated or there are no trespassing signs. But Snyder and others at the BLM discourage it.
I think the important thing is to realize that you can take precautions, but abandoned mines are inherently dangerous.
Meanwhile, Burgess and active members of Mojave Underground remain confident that their research, experience, and precautionary measures are enough to keep them safe. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.